Sweet Revenge by Fern Michaels. Prologue. Isabel Flanders walked out of her apartment, careful to lock the door behind her. She sniffed the cold February air, then drew a deep breath. The fresh air smelled wonderful. It was mid-morning, and it was Valentine's Day. Always a romantic, she smiled. She wondered if she was too old to hope for a special Valentine from a special someone. Yep, she was too old. She took another moment to savor the crisp, cold air. She'd been confined to her apartment for the last 3 weeks with a gruesome case of the flu. It had all started at New Year's with both Myra and Charles coming down with the miserable bug. Then, one by one, the sisters had all gotten the flu. She was the last to recover, and she knew her colleagues were waiting for her at Pinewood to start her mission, which was already 5 weeks past schedule. While she was in a hurry to get to Pinewood, it was still Valentine's Day, and she had something she had to do. Something she had done on this day every year since the accident that had rendered her helpless for longer than she cared to admit. Isabel started the engine of her Honda and waited for the heater to kick in before she slipped the car into gear. She knew she was punishing herself by driving past her old office today of all days. So what if fellow architect Bobby Harcourt, her one-time fiancé, bought into her downfall and then dumped her after the dark stuff hit the fan? So what if Bobby ended up marrying the very woman who brought about her downfall? So what? That was then. This was now. Now, with the aid of the sisterhood, she was finally going to get her revenge for what Rosemary...